Barbara, who was Ruth's half-sister, entered the picture when Merrill was 38 and she was 18. Audrey said Barbara was hot-headed and thought Merrill was a joke of a man. But after two unhappy marriages to women he had no interest in, Merrill was ready for something else. Barbara and Merrill both loved power and domination and didn't care who got hurt in the process. When Barbara came onto the scene, Merrill's house was in chaos. She took control and was skilled in manipulating him. In the early years of the marriage, when Merrill took a trip with another wife, Barbara would explode and get into a physical confrontation with the other wife who was left behind, or else she'd just disappear. Audrey said that Barbara had set her sights on me. She will make it so miserable for Father and so hard on him every time he is around you that pretty soon he will cave in and she will be his only wife. In my few short weeks in the family, I'd already observed that Barbara never let Merrill out of her sight. She monitored his every move. He still sleeps with Ruth, but only enough to keep her pregnant, Audrey said. Ruth has his most beautiful children, which is why they still have sex. Audrey also told me that another reason Merrill tried to keep Ruth pregnant was that she was more stable during her pregnancies than she was at any other time. Then Audrey paused before continuing. But Barbara uses Ruth as her slave. She orders her around and violently scolds her for the smallest of errors. Ruth was completely subservient to Barbara because she had been so beaten down by her abusive bullying. Audrey said Barbara had something she called her beating board and would lash out at her children when it pleased her. Nor did she have any apparent qualms about physically abusing Fonita and Ruth's children. Merrill never curbed her brutality. Barbara's tyranny had ruled the family for 14 years. Everyone in the family feared her and no one dared stand up to her. Audrey said the family's only hope was that their father would fall in love with another woman and that the new relationship would strip Barbara of her absolute power. I asked Audrey, how could your father ever fall in love with a new wife if he's never allowed even to be around her and if she's forced to submit to Barbara's abuse? Audrey was silent. She had no answer to that question, but she was sure of one thing. You have to find a way to get Father to have feelings for you. If you don't, then you will not survive any better than Ruth or my mother. I was touched by Audrey's willingness to map out the family dynamics for me. But as we pedaled back home from the reservoir, I knew I didn't want Merrill to fall in love with me. I had to start school as soon as possible. I would see if there were classes I could take that summer at the university in Cedar City. If I waited until fall, I might be forced into working full-time for Merrill or Barbara, which would be a disaster. My only real hope was carving out some semblance of a career that would enable me to keep my life separate from Barbara and Merrill's. I was determined to talk to Merrill that weekend about school. Sunday night was my first opportunity. He came into my room and said he would be staying there that night. This was my moment. I told Merrill there was a 2-week course at Southern Utah University. I could stay at my uncle's and everything would be safe and simple.